hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. My special guest with me today is Dr. Sam Kennedy. And don't forget, his program is on this network Saturdays, noon to 2 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m., and that's Central Time. But if you want to listen to any of his previous shows, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, go into the archives, many different ways to download the material, MP3, Real Player, all that different stuff to read, all that different information. It's all there, and it's all for free, folks. The only thing we have to do is tell people about it and spread the word. Let's get educated. Let's get engaged. Let's get on with it. Randall in Texas. Thanks for holding there, Randall.
Oh, I enjoyed the listening in. I've heard Sam Kennedy on the radio on RBN, and I really enjoy his information. Would like to see if you're bringing him into Austin anytime, or we'll have a Truth Seekers meeting, which, for instance, we're having one tomorrow night, looking at 9/11 a little bit more. But anyhow, what information that Sam has, I think, would be of interest to a lot of people. So, and one of the things I've been using to wake people up, I just come across it, and maybe some people might try this or try variations, is just imagine that you had a dream, and you had a dream that you were in a country like Russia. Everywhere you had checkpoints, your food was controlled, you were told exactly what to do, and you couldn't drive anywhere. And then you woke up and realized it wasn't a dream. That's where we're going.
It's a living nightmare.
That hits people right between the eyes. All of a sudden, that gets past the football games, as y'all were talking about earlier, and the Dallas Cowboys or whoever, you know. And anyhow, we appreciate all y'all are doing. And I want to get some of those booklets there on the Declaration of Independence. Get them to the Little Red Schools so the children there will at least learn that.
It all starts with the children, because Rockefeller did have it right, Randall. They're the minds of clay that can be molded, but not for propaganda purposes, but for real law and real fact and real country. Appreciate your call, Randall.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, I met 10 years ago, I met Marina Oswald. And if you don't remember who Marina Oswald was, she was the husband of Lee Harvey Oswald. And I met her in Dallas at a show. And I was standing there, and I heard a couple of people with a real heavy Russian accent.